Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Great to be here once again at Peace Lutheran Church. Those are gathered here. We had a big crowd last night for Christmas Eve service, and we decided to offer a Christmas Day service too. It was on Sunday, and it's Christmas Day. We've got to be at church. This service is, of course, in person, but it's also being live streamed as well, and we know we've got a lot of people tuning in to us online, so welcome and Merry Christmas to you. To start our thoughts about today's worship service, just to think about maybe something that happened in your household, maybe not, this morning. What do you do when there's a gift under the Christmas tree and there's no tag and nobody knows whose it is? Do you just open it and just guess whose gift it is? It's kind of a frustrating moment, isn't it? This morning, we're going to see that not only is a gift being given to us in the gift of Jesus, the Christ child born in Bethlehem on Christmas Day, but there's a gift tag on it. It says, for you. We want that message to be very clear this morning. There's no doubt about who this gift is for. It is for you. Jesus was born for you. And we hear that specifically in our gospel text, John chapter 1, in which it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt with us, it says. And that's that tag, with us. Just a couple things to share about our worship service this morning before we do begin. The first is that this is a communion service, and we're going to do communion in two ways. You have two options. The first is to commune in your pew with the package that was placed here on the table. If you do want to do that, you're going to need to pick up a package. We'll commune you first, those that are that are going to stay seated. And then after that, if you want to commune up here at the rail, just look for the ushers to guide you forward, and we'll do that nice and orderly. So just look for the ushers for that moment. Just a couple other announcements. Next Sunday's worship schedule is this. We'll have a Saturday special New Year's Eve service. The form of that service is really a hymn sing with communion, a great way to enter into the new year. And then on Sunday, January 1st, we're just going to have one service like today at 10 o'clock because it is New Year's Day. So that's next weekend. Excellent. I think that does it for us with announcements. We're going to begin this morning with our invocation found on page 4 of the bulletin, but also projected in front for our guiding.